Well, apparently, there is a global tax deal in the making. I mean, it's been years in the making, right? Where 100 and I think 40 countries are going to get together and try and set a minimum tax level for companies. There are some Republicans, I guess, who are against this, probably some Democrats who are against it as well, as it seems like you're giving up a little bit of sovereignty there. But I guess the idea is you don't want, especially U.S. companies, going to lower tax jurisdictions to get out of paying their fair share here. Let's talk to Samantha Handler about this. She's a Bloomberg tax reporter. She's got really her eye on this story. And Samantha, what do we know about how far along these negotiations are for a global tax deal?
Right. So some part of the deal is already done. Countries across the EU are set to implement the minimum tax by the end of this year, and other jurisdictions like Switzerland and the UK and South Korea are already taking measures to implement the minimum tax. So it's going. It's on its way.
So this is so just the for those of us who don't know this, this is to set a global minimum tax to try to minimize the ability of corporations to seek tax havens and reduce their taxes. Is that kind of the overall driving force here?
At 15%, right?
Yes, that's one aspect. It's a two-part deal. The other part of the deal has to deal with digital service taxes, but that's really a long way off from being finished. So the minimum tax is really what's being implemented now.
So, but if we get involved in this, and then, I don't know, Michigan decides in order to attract certain businesses, it's going to give them tax advantages, allowing it to pay less than 15%. They won't have the sovereignty to do that, right? They'll be bound by this sort of global cadre of 140 countries.
So the U.S. is not set to implement this minimum tax, even though the U.S. was actively involved in negotiations, which started really getting momentum under the Trump administration. But as of right now, the U.S. is not aligned with the global minimum tax. So other countries could levy additional taxes on U.S. companies to kind of make up for that difference, which is what Republicans are really upset about and what they're concerned about.
Is it only Republicans? I mean, wouldn't all Americans want to be able to withhold that sovereignty?
Democrats have largely defended the deal, just calling it a way to ensure the companies are paying their fair share of taxes. And there was some movement for the U.S. to align with this global minimum tax, but it just didn't come together and build back better.
All right, so give us a sense of how things may play out in Washington here. Just give us the mechanics of what you expect.
Right. So now we're seeing Republicans for the first time talk about what countermeasures they actually want to take if other countries are implementing these additional taxes on U.S. companies, which looks like defunding the OECD, which is the organization that's leading this negotiation. So that's really the first substantive measure. We're also seeing Republicans talk about tariffs and supporting tariffs on other countries under a Republican administration. And Republicans are starting to get legislation together to, further show the position. So, this is really an escalation
I mean,
that we're seeing for the first time.
they're talking about that, but we just heard David Sowerby point out that the president wants to levy $4.5 trillion of new taxes in this budget. That's obviously also not going to happen. So, is there any likelihood that the Republicans get traction with these moves?
We'll see. I mean, it remains to be seen, but it's definitely something to watch as we head into the 2024 election, and we might see a change of power.
What's the timing here associated with this? Are we going to be reading about this, hearing about this in the next coming weeks and months, or is this something that is longer term?
It's definitely something we'll start to see happen more as the year goes on and as more countries are implementing this minimum tax.
So, but it could be, you're saying, an election issue in 24, or it seems like maybe it's a little bit too deep in the weeds. To really fascinate, Joe Plummer in terms of who he or she is going to vote for. There are some tax issues that I think your average middle class family cares a lot about.
Like?
I'm thinking about the SALT deduction. Samantha, I don't know how into this right now you are. Is there any possibility that SALT tax deduction that Trump did away with in 2017, is that going to come back?
We'll see. I mean, I talked to a lot of SALT Republicans on this issue, and I mean, they're really seriously considering proposals that would raise the cap rather than completely eliminate it as sort of a compromise. And I think that's where negotiations are right now. But, you know, will we see anything this year, you know, with the debt limit and government funding and so many other things on the table? You know, that remains to be seen.
I mean, so when you say SALT Republicans, you're talking about Republicans who want to bring the deduction back that they took away in 2017. I mean, really, it's Democrats who are famously fighting to bring this deduction back, right, in New Jersey and New York and Connecticut.
Yes, totally. But then the Democrats are also, you know, you have the more progressive side of the party that says the SALT deduction is a giveaway to the wealthy. So, you know, maybe these Republicans and these Democrats can come together for some bipartisan solution.
So, Samantha, just real quick to finish up, anything else on the tax, landscape that we should be paying attention to?
You know, we're still watching to see if this R&D break for companies comes back. That's very much being talked about among lawmakers. We'll see, you know, once we get through the debt limit negotiations, we'll see what's going on with tax.
All right, Samantha, thanks so much for bringing us that latest reporting. Samantha Handler, Bloomberg tax reporter, joining us there.